many scientific papers have drawn connections between invasive alien species and the extinction of native species, in particular of vertebrates. Invasive alien species are listed as one of the drivers for biodiversity loss. But how do invasive species get into a new place in the first instance? Sebastian Shawnack is a researcher at the Sainsbury Laboratory at the University of Cambridge, where he's researching the causes and consequences of introducing tiny organisms which can cause disease. Hello, welcome to the show, Sebastian.
Hello, nice to be here.
So, first of all, how do invasive species actually invade? As in, how do they get into a new place?
Well, that depends pretty much on the species. The one that we are studying, which is a Phytophthora species, a fungus-like organism, actually lives in the soil and infects plants, mostly in the roots. And so with plant material and infected soil, you can drag around the species all over the world.
Ah, so is it humans moving it around that's the issue?
Yeah, mostly passively. They are not aware of it, but they drag it with them.
Okay, so is this things like if you tread on some soil, it's on your boots, you get on a plane, there we go on from there.
Yeah, or when you have trade, for example, when you ship seedlings or young plants from country to country, with it there comes some soil, and in that soil there can be some pathogens.
Okay, what makes these new places more vulnerable then to these invasive species?
So wherever species evolve, they evolve together with their environment. So when they develop new aggressive strategies to infect more hosts, in turn, those local plants, those host plants they infect, they can also evolve to increase their immunity, to basically fortify themselves. But when a species is located into a new environment, that environment hasn't had the chance to evolve new immune strategies. So it's being hit with an aggressive strain and then it's basically being wiped out in no time.
Oh, I see. So the disease-causing organisms in their native place, other parts of nature around it have kind of adapted to cope with these diseases, which isn't the case in a new place.
That's correct.
Can you give us a few examples of invasive species? What are we talking about and where are we talking about?
So a historical one is Phytophthora infestans, the causal agent of potato late blight. It originates from Mexico, but with the potatoes it came into Europe and then finally also into Ireland. And with the potatoes that were grown on a massive scale, it also could amplify. And when the weather was right and the agricultural practices were not correct, it actually produced this Irish potato famine that we all know about. And today's life, I would say one of the most famous ones in the UK is the ash dieback, which was introduced into the UK more recently and is killing ash trees. But all over the world, there are several examples. And one of the ones that we are studying is Phytophthora palmivora pathogen, which scientists believe is from Asia, but actually was introduced into several countries, including, for example, Colombia, where it infects oil palm plantations and kills oil palms.
Is this what is commonly known as bud rot?
Yes, that's correct. We don't know much about the pathogen. We need to know much more. But one of the open questions is, for example, how does a soil pathogen like Phytophthora, which sits in the soil and infects roots, finally is able to infect the top bud of a 30-year-old oil palm? And one hypothesis is that insects feeding on the infected roots actually bring the spores of the pathogen into the bud and then infect the palm. And the palm has a problem there because it only has one growing point at the very tip. And when it's dead, that's it.
Okay, so just to clarify, this is a fungi-like organism.
Yes.
That gets into, for instance, palm and causes a bit of mayhem. Are there other crops that are vulnerable?
Yes, so when it comes into new environments, it can use its powers to infect all these different diverse host species. And these species, they range from palms to cacao, for example, to mango, papaya, rubber trees, and so on. A lot of them are tropical species, so there's no danger for the UK because the temperatures are not right and the humidity is not perfect. But the tropics are pretty much in danger.
So just how big a problem are we talking?
Well, in Colombia, it has been reported that, let's say, if you have a 2 billion revenue from oil palm plantations, you lose about 200 to 300 million.
Can you talk us a little bit more about the UK-specific examples?
The most famous one recently is the ash dieback fungus, which is a fungus that is common to Europe, but there's different varieties of it, or strains, as we call it. If a strain that is not native to the UK is introduced, then it hits basically ash trees, which cannot deal with that strain, and the strain can weigh much infected. And normally this Steilbeck fungi, they live in the leaf litter and they usually infect dead material. But this strain somehow is able to infect living material. And that was one of the features that it had, why it was so aggressive.
Wow. So what can be done then?
First of all, agricultural practices have to be improved. Knowledge about the pathogen has to be improved. The actual farmers have to be trained so that they're aware what diseases are in their plantations. And then last but not least, you can also take measurements locally to prevent spread of these pathogens. For example, Phytophthora ramorum, which infects large trees in Wales, the advice there is to make sure that you're not dragging mud across different forests or that you clean your car or that you avoid roads that are muddy so that you make sure that you're not bringing spores from one area into a new area.
Thank you so much, Sebastian Shaunak from Cambridge University.